This is a special weekend for our parish ministry program. This is a national catechetical weekend, and we welcome our teachers and coordinators of our prep program, the parish religious education program. All of our teachers play such a very important role as ministers of the good news to our youngsters in our prep classes. And this teaching ministry is carried on not only in these class gatherings on Sunday morning here, but all week long by our parents in the home. Every single one of us happens to be a steward of God's talents and time. And our religion and our faith is caught at home just as much as it is taught in our classroom situation. Now, does this mean that each one of us has a special calling to ministry and to service? Yes. We are all in this program together. This is your program. Each single one of us, in one way or another, has really been called by the living God to become a Christian by grace. And we all know that we become Christians at our baptism. But do we know that each of us began her or his ministry and service in the name of Jesus Christ at that event? That ever since then, our every single relationship, everything that we do, publicly or privately, at work or at play, is our ministry in the widest sense of that word. Life and ministry for the baptized are one and the same, for lay people as well as for clergy. Now, although the church has always taught and believed this, the ordained ministry up until recently has been held up as if it were the only significant ministry in the church. And that was unfortunate. Theological education was limited in the old days almost exclusively to our seminaries. But fortunately, in the 1970s, lay people of all Christian traditions have awakened finally to their need for some kind of theological education so that they could all begin to exercise the ministry and service more effectively in their daily and weekly decision-making lives. It is that kind of program that we offer here to our adults every Sunday morning between Masses. Our people today, fortunately, want to understand their faith better so they can live it better. We don't stop growing up when we become adults. We continue to grow all through our lives. The ministry of the church, of lay people and clergy, very briefly, operates in three very simple modes: to the church, ministry in the church, and ministry of the church. Ministry to the church is a ministry to the institution, the ministry of preaching and teaching. It is the liturgical pastoral ministry through which people learn to develop their sense of identity with the church and with the Lord Jesus Christ. This ministry is a sacramental action that enables people to understand who they are as Christians, past, present, and future. The ministry in the church is community building. It is the embodiment of the feeding, uniting people through word and sacrament. Ministry in the church, whether it is a one-to-one relationship or in groups, is simply listening, interacting with other people, and in that way, restoring and renewing the life of faith. It is redemptive, liberating. It does not require a professional. Professionals have their own ministry. But lay people can be so caring and helpful to each other. Imagine the kind of ministry that parents could have to each other in sharing their ministries of simply living with teenagers. Or teenagers could share about living with parents. Or even better, parents and teenagers together sharing their insights. Ministry in the church is difficult, but it is also creative and energizing for personal growth and community growth. Becoming whole, sharing the life that we have been given to share. That is the ministry of laity and clergy. Ministry of the church is service to people in the world. We no longer stand against the world. We are in the world as light and darkness. And that ministry actively reaches out to people in their needs. It is obviously intended for people of any kind of work or profession. Christian people bringing light and darkness and yeast to the leaven, whether they work in mills or hospitals or offices or factories, elected officials, people who volunteer to work in schools or hospitals, you make private and public policy. You are the technicians and the researchers. This is your ministry all times in the name of Christ. It means that we are all in this together. When I came here 3 years ago, and it seems like nine at least, I resolved that I would not allow clericalism to overshadow the ministerial roles of all members of the community. I felt it was one advantage of beginning a new parish that we are indeed all in this together. I've been looking for a second advantage, but I've not been able to find a single one other than that we are to share our ministerial roles together in serving each other. It is simply the ability to know that at least we will never have to declericalize if we begin with the principle of subsidiarity. That we all learn to subdelegate, that we are all in this together. We are, as the first reading said, enterprising stewards of our time and our talent, without exception. Whatever age you happen to be, you do have some kind of talent and time to share. This year we have almost 300 young people in our prep program, and of that number, almost 200 will be attending the class between the 9 and 11 o'clock masses. The very first invitation that we offer you to be of service and of ministry to this community is that more people will attend the 9 o'clock Mass with their children so that they'll be able to attend the class between the Masses to allow more room for people at the 11 o'clock Mass. You will serve the community by solving this problem of logistics. The adults then will also be able to attend our very worthwhile program for adults between masses, or socialize with other people, or read and drink coffee in the high school room in room 6 of the lower level of Flavia. Some of us, I really do think, have been coming to church all of our lives without even beginning to understand the Christian ministry, the mystery, the paradox of what this is all about. The paradox that Jesus gives us: whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose her life will save it. If you still come here to save yourself, you are lost. If you come here to lose yourself in the service of the community and the ministry of Christ, only then will you save yourself. Only then will you find freedom and find out your identity. This is the paradox that some people still do not understand. And that is why some people who look for that illusion called community are so disenchanted, so disappointed, because their church experience never comes off. They don't seem to understand that the problem has its roots in the attitude of coming to get rather than to give. What a great thing it would really be if more people here understood the great concept of our ministry, that we really come here to the Eucharist caring about the people in the congregation around us, especially those people we know who are hurting and need our support. What a great thing it would be if we did come to the Eucharist with the right attitude, open-minded, a kind of get-ready spirit, to acknowledge that we come here to be made strong for the rest of the week, to carry out our service and ministry of other people all week long, and that our mission is found then wherever we live and work. That if we really came here with the understanding that we are all part of the church's mission to the world around us, instead of how I think so many of you still come, dammed up within yourselves, closed in upon yourselves, the time has come when we must open up these channels, move out of ourselves, and begin to allow the life of God in us to spill forth through us to others, so this healing that other people need from us can finally take place. We are all in this together. This is the mystery of the Passover. We die that others might live and that we might learn to live. That is the meaning of the Eucharist. To understand that every single time we do anything, just anything generous, that could help another human being, our own humanity is enhanced, and someone else is given dignity and healing. Only then do we grow, and only then do they grow. That is the mystery, the paradox of Christianity.